The Gemara in Shabbos on the Chaf Aleph of Mabez writes, "The mitzvahs near Chanukah, he mit tishka hachama ashe techo rego min hashuk." The time of lighting Chanukah candles is from shkia sachama. It's this debate in the Rishonim. The Rambam seems to learn it's shkia. Other Rishonim learn the Mordechai that it means seitzah kochav himself shkia. But nevertheless, the Gemara says the mitzvahs from tishka hachama. However, when the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Hey, quotes the Halacha, he says it a little differently than Gemara. He says, one is not permitted to light Neiros Chanukah before Shkia. He has to wait until Shkia to light. Lo ma'acharin, lo ma'agdimin. You don't write it later, at least bizman ha'gemara, lo ma'agdimin. You can't make it early. So the Rambam Shita is, you can't light near Chanukah until Shkia. So the way he learns, the Rambam's Chiddush is the way he learns the Gemara, is the Gemara seems to be saying that the when is the mitzvah of near Chanukah? Mishatishkar chama, ashatich, that is the zman ha'mitzvah. That's when you get the Kiyama Mitzvah. The Rambam's Chiddush is, not only do you have to do the Kiyama Mitzvah during this time, but you also have to do the Maisa Mitzvah, the act of the Mitzvah, and therefore the Rambam's Shita is, you have to do the Maisa and the Kiyama Mitzvah together, hence you have to wait until Shkia. The Rashba disagrees. And he says, you could write Samach or Shkia is also close enough. It'll be obvious. It's still with Sarak Mitzvah you're doing it. So the Rashba says one can light before Shkia as long as the oil candles are burning during the appropriate time. So that's enough. So it's a fundamental machlokas Rambam and Rashba. Could you separate the Maisa and the Kiya Mitzvah? The Rambam says no, both the act of kindling and the fulfillment has to be at the same time. And the Rashba disagrees and says you could do the Maisa Mitzvah early and have the Kiyam later. And in fact, the Rashba asked on the Rambam, number one is, what do we do every Friday? Every Erev Shabbos. This is like Erev Shabbos, we light candles before sunset, and we fulfill the mitzvah during the meal on Shabbos. So this is like you separate the mice and kiyam then. Why should Ner Chanukah be different? And furthermore, what about Friday? What about when Shabbos falls out, when Chanukah falls out on Shabbos, which it does every year, at least once. So what do we do Friday night? We light the candles before, and we get the kiyam later. So what's the Rambam talking about? You can't do the Maisa Haduaka, can't be separated from the Kiyam. Every Shabbos it is, and certainly when Chanukah falls out on Shabbos it is. So Rev Tertzin, the Talmud of Tertzin, the Talmud of the Briska Rav, it is Kunteris in Yoni Chanukah Megillah Siman Aleph. He wants to say no, it's the Rambam Alishitason. That the Rambam's opinion is, and that's what the Rav Salavashik explained, the Briskers, that the Rambam's opinion is, Hadlakas near Shabbos, you actually have a fulfillment of both Kavod Shabbos and Onig Shabbos. As the Vilna Gaon says, Kavod Shabbos happens before, Onig Shabbos is what you do during. So therefore, he's saying there's no kasha. The Rambam holds when you write Shabbos, you get the Kavod and the Onig. And the Rashba holds it's just Onig, so it's Lushitason. The Rambam holds you are getting both the Mais and Kiyam at the same time because you're getting the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos when you light. Mashen Kain, the Rashba holds Kepshuter to Din and Onig Shabbos, not Kavod Shabbos, so we see the Mais and the Kiyam are separated. And regarding his Raya, what about Erev Shabbos? So the Miri writes, it's the Yefshar, so perhaps but there's nothing to do about it. However, Rav Tertzin says, no, that's not the pshat. Because the Gemara tells us in Gemara Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph about the sugya kavsa, whether if the candles go out, do we say zakekla, you have to relight them, or ein zakekla? So everyone agrees if you lit them to before the zman and they go out before the zman, so then of course you have to relight them. But if they went out during the zman, we assume hadlaka osa mitzvah, as long as you had enough oil. In other words, you can't just pour the oil in as you go. That wouldn't be enough. At the time when you do the ma'is hadlaka, you have to have enough oil to last the requisite time. So we pass in kavsa ein zakekla. You don't have to repeat. And in fact, what about, that's during the week, what about Friday? So Pashas, let's say it goes out before Shkia. So Pashas, one would think that, when do we say Kav Sein Zokakwa? That's under Yumei Achol, but Friday night, you wouldn't say it. The Machaber writes, Afil Erev Shabbos, Kav Sein Zokakwa. And the Taz disagrees and says, what are you talking about? Of course you go back. So what is this Machlokes, Taz and the Machaber, whether on Friday night, if the candles go out before Shkia, do I have to repeat? Even the Taz, I think, would agree that you don't make a bracha. But he just says, Yechayev to light. Without a bracha, well, according to the Machaber, you're not obligated to light. So what's the pshat? It seems to be the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rashba. The Machaber is going like the Rambam. The Rambam shita is that the question is, everyone agrees you light early Friday night. So the Rashba learns, simple pshat, you have to light or early, the Maisa Hadlaka is early, but this mitzvah doesn't happen until the appropriate, whatever time it was during the week, whenever the mitzvah applies. However, the Rambam says no. That the Rambam must be assuming, like the Birke Yosef and others, that obviously the rabbis knew that Chanukah was going to fall out on Shabbos. So therefore, built into the system is they said, okay, so the Zman is different. In other words, the Rashba learns the Zman's the same. What's the, you do the Maisa early, the Kiyum later. But the Rambam Goshitasa, no. That the mitzvah change on Friday night, since you can't light candles. So therefore, the Zman HaMitzvah begins as well on early. So therefore, he answers up two questions to the Rashba. The question was, what about every Shabbos? We do the Mice of lighting and the Onik Shabbos doesn't happen until later. It's no kasha. The Rambam holds you're fulfilling Kavod Shabbos. So the Mice and Kiyum happening together. What about Friday night of Chanukah? So either it's the Yefshar or no. That the mitzvah changed. The Chazal knew that you can't light. So they said, tonight the mitzvah near Chanukah starts before Shkia. And therefore, according to the Rambam, you're doing, that's the Machaber Shita. That's why even on Erev Shabbos, you don't have to rewrite it, because the mitzvah during the week, if you went before the Zman and it went out, you'd have to rewrite it. The fact the Machaber writes that you don't have to write it, he holds it's the Zman HaMitzvah. And therefore, that's like the Shitas of Rambam. You can't separate the Ma'is and Kiyum. In fact, this is the issue that comes up all year round, or especially in the summer, early Shabbos. Let's say, whatever the case is, a Hecha Timsa, the person's going to be in Shul, he wants to say Kaddish, and it's early Mincha, so Mincha's before Plag. So really, you're not supposed to light candles b'chadchil until Plag HaMincha. So what do you do? So what about lighting the candles before? The Tosfos quotes 2 days. If you have a candle that's going before Shabbos, do you have to blow it out and light it l'shem Shabbos or not? So it's 2 days in Tosfos. The Ramah seems to be machmer that you need the Maisa Mitzvah. This seems to be the issue here between the Rambam and the Rashba. According to the opinion, it says that you don't have to relight. It's no problem. You could do the Maisa early like the Rashba. It's like every, and then you get the Kiyum later on. And especially by Shabbos, the mitzvah's having May. But according to the Rambam, you need the Maisa and Kiyum have to be together. So therefore, you have to relight the candles so you can fulfill the mitzvah together with Kavod Shabbos.